Hello, hello, everyone. How y'all doing? It is another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. I just want to thank you all so much for joining me again today. And today, I'm feeling it. We got a good topic on our hands, and I'm ready to dig right into it. I'm ready to get into some really good stuff, okay? So today, actually, what we're going to talk about is how to get over your insecurities, okay? So today's topic is going to be about how to get over your insecurities, all right? Now, there's a lot that goes into this process, and it's a lot. Because just in general, insecurities are a lot. Our insecurities, our fears keep us from a lot in life. A lot of people end up not doing things or growing in life because of their insecurities. Some people also end up making very bad decisions and choices because of their insecurities. Some people just don't let things like that bother them. So that's not something they even ever think about. So I guess that's great. But one thing that you do have to think about is that everybody has something. And whereas you might have somebody that more so doesn't focus on those insecurities, trust me, there was at one time that they did. They focused on it and they nipped that in the butt and got that out the way. And that's what the goal is. So when it comes down to insecurities, okay, and how to get rid of those insecurities, I have kind of a 5-step program type of deal. Okay, I call it the 5 steps to rid yourself of insecurity. And the way that works is your first step in this whole process, very first step that you're going to have, is going to be acceptance. Acceptance. So in order to be able to truly get over your insecurities, you have to accept them. Now, that's hard for a lot of people. But here's the thing. I'm not asking you to accept all these things that are wrong with you overnight, all these things that you feel like are hindering you as a person. I'm not asking you to come to terms with that overnight. But what I am telling you is it's something that you're going to have to accept and get over so that you can move forward. And the first step to doing that is accepting it, as we stated. Okay? So within yourself, before we even get to understanding what the issues are, you have to sit down and talk to yourself. One of the best things that, one of the things that I think is so funny in this world is that if you do your research and you look into more scientific things in regards to talking to yourself and things of that nature, everybody always like, you talk to yourself, you crazy. That's not what it has to deal with. Sometimes people talk to themselves to actually get that thought out and to actually completely fully understand things, okay? And one of the things that I think is a good thing when you're in this acceptance moment is to actually think about it. You know what I'm saying? Actually think about that moment. Think about those things, right, that have been going on in your life that all kind of come together, you know? Think about why it's good for you to accept it. Think about what accepting your securities does for you. Think about how it feels to accept those securities. Because most people think it's bad. It feels bad to accept insecurities. No, you're just being real with yourself. At this point, okay. If you know that you have bad spending habits, right? If you know that you can't keep no money in your pocket at all, right? One of the things to know and understand is that this is a problem. All right, I'm bad with money. You have to accept the fact that you're bad with money and understand that things might get better. You can change this. But right now, your relationship with money is not a good relationship. And we're in the path to change your relationship with money. Let's say if you have relationship problems, right? Let's say you can't stop cheating. Okay? And that's the problem for you. Well, that's something that you need to accept. Accept the fact that you're a cheater. Yeah, it hurts. Accept the fact that you're a thief. Accept the fact that you're a liar. Accept the fact that you're cocky. Accept the fact that you're stubborn. Accept the fact that you don't listen well. Accept the fact that you're a little slower at catching things, you know? Accept the fact that you need to grow in a lot of areas. Accept the fact that you're selfish. Accept the fact that you need to be a better mother or a better father or you need to be a better child. You need to be a better, you know, a better family member, a better girlfriend, better boyfriend. Whatever it is that you need to change in your life, you have to accept that. So first step to getting over our insecurities is acceptance. The second step, okay, to getting over our insecurities is evaluation. So after we've accepted the fact that we have a problem, we got to evaluate it. Now, one of the biggest things that people, some people don't even understand that they have a problem at this step. And that's why I say that first you got to accept that you might have a problem. Even if you don't know what the problem is, you got to accept that you might have a problem. Two, once you've accepted that you may have a problem, even if you don't know what that problem is, now it's time to evaluate. Okay? Now it's time to sit down and evaluate yourself, evaluate your life, and see what it is the issue that's causing the problems in your life. Wherever the area in your life that you don't feel fully fulfilled, what is causing that in your life? The whole point of this life is an all-around true abundance experience, okay? Having true abundance in all areas of your life, okay? So if there's something that's not going right in some area, you got to evaluate it and figure out what the thing is that's causing you from keeping these things in line and these things in place, okay? So that's evaluation. Sit down with a piece of paper and almost do a pros and cons list. But instead of a pros and cons list, you're going to write a do's and a don't list. What are the things you do well? What are the things you do bad? Or not well. So a do's and don'ts list, right? While you're evaluating, if you don't know what it is that you need to do, if you have no idea how to change or how to grow your life or how to make yourself better, but you've accepted the fact that you know that you need to make a change in life, next step, sit down with a piece of paper. Anytime you want to do this, sit down with a piece of paper. Write do, write don't. Write them beside each other on that top line and draw a line down the middle. Now you got two sides. One side of your paper says do. One side of your paper says don'ts. Okay? Right there, I want you to think about, what are some of the things that I do well? What are some of the things that I do well? And then the next line, the next section, the next side of that is, what are some of the things that I don't do well? Now I want you to take a look at that don't do well list. And go over that don't do well list. Off of that don't do well list, what are the things from that list that are causing you to not grow in certain areas that you feel like you should be? And that's where you start. Okay? So you're starting with that whole process. So now we have accepted. We have evaluated. Okay. Now it's time for us to do our next step, which is step three, which is brainstorming. Now that you've got your paper in front of you, which are do's and your don'ts, you got your list of don'ts, and you have now, you know, highlighted some of the areas that you feel are causing you to not have true abundance in all areas of your life. Okay. So these are the areas that you feel are hindering you. These are the things that you want to work on, right? It's time to brainstorm then. So step three is brainstorming. So we got to step one, which is acceptance. Step two, which is going ahead and evaluating your process. So we got step one, step two, and now we're on step three. So after we evaluate it, after you've accepted everything in step one, you accept the fact that you need to grow. You have evaluated those areas where you need growth. Third thing is to brainstorm. Now you need to make a plan to help you combat those insecurities. You need to make a simple plan. And here's the thing. I'm not telling you, you got to make a full elaborate plan to get everything figured out and nip this in the bud in one night, as I stated. This is a process. It takes 21 days to build a habit. So over the next 21 days, you need to be implementing things into your life that's going to help you get over these insecurities. Let's say if you're insecure about the way you look, every day when you wake up, you need to tell yourself, you're beautiful. every day, no matter what, you need to go and you need to dress yourself up. Do your makeup, do your hair. If you're a guy, put you on something nice, go out. You got to do something that makes yourself feel good. There's something for everything in regards to that. So evaluate and then brainstorm, which is what we're on, step three, brainstorming, okay? Once you have brainstormed a plan to help you get over your insecurities, right? And first off, let me go back real fast. Good way to start with brainstorming a plan, use your who, what, when, and where. Very simple. Who or what is causing the issue? Who or what is causing the issue? What can I do to help with this issue? What can I do to help combat this issue? What can I do to help resolve this issue? When am I going to resolve this issue? When am I going to input this into my daily schedule to help me get over this? And where? Where is this coming from and where is it going to take me? Okay? Who, what, when, and where? So when you're brainstorming and you're building a plan to help get over your insecurities and your self-evaluation, remember your who, what, when, and where. Who or what is the issue? What can I do to fix it? When can I do this? When can I input this into my life? When can I implement this into my life? And where? Where is this going to take me? And where am I coming from? Got you? So after we've brainstormed, the last final step to this whole little puzzle is review. Because you've executed. You're now inputting this into your daily aspect. Let's say you need to be more healthy. You've decided that you're going to start, you know, working out every day. Okay? Review that. Review yourself. Give yourself a review. Ask yourself, how well am I doing with reaching my goal? What more can I do to help me reach my goal? And is there anything that I'm doing that I don't like right now? Now, right there, those three questions will help you review your situation. Now, I want you to understand that reviewing and evaluation are two different things. When you evaluate something, you go over it meticulously to try to find and build a plan. Okay, or try to build something, that evaluation. Okay, evaluation is done for you to do something in regards to it. So to fix something, to grow something, to be better. When you're reviewing, you're simply going over the things that you've done and just checking some things off the list, making sure that they align. And that's what I think that's important to understand. So we got our five steps to insecurity. All right. Five steps to insecurity. That's what we have been talking about today. How to rid yourself of those insecurities. So one, we're going to accept the fact that we have insecurities, that we are not perfect and that things are wrong with us. Two, we're going to evaluate our life and see what it is that we can do personally, right? To make things better. Where are our areas of growth that we have? That's part of your evaluation. All right. Two, it's going to be your brainstorm. Three, excuse me. Step three is going to be your brainstorming. Brainstorm. Now that you've evaluated, it's time to build your plan. Okay? Build a plan that's going to allow you to move forth in this area of growth. Doesn't have to be something hard. It is something easy. And remember that it takes 21 days to build a habit so you can input this into a 21-day growth cycle. Okay? Four, it's going to be execute. Play that plan out. As I said, as we build that into a plan, it's time for you to execute that plan and put it into your everyday life. Implement your life plan, your life self-growth plan. And five, last but not least, is review. You have got to go back over everything and review what it is that you did. You got to go back over everything and see what you've accomplished, see what you've achieved, and see what you have not. So that you can then go forth and accept the fact that you haven't met your goal and start the cycle all over again. There you go, right there. That's life. So we're going to use this 5-step plan to help us get rid of insecurities. But what I want you to know today is I want you to know that you can. I want you to know that no matter what, you are important and you are the reason. Okay? I want you to know that even though this is hard, even though that you got to fight, that you are going to make the best out of it. And you are going to do everything that you need to do. All right? To get yourself to that goal. So forget about those people telling you that you can't. Forget about those people that you see that are doing better than you, but you know you're not there yet and you want to be there and you're feeling sad for yourself or feeling self-pity or feeling jealous or envy. Don't feel none of that stuff. Jealous or envy are not things that you need to be feeling, okay? Regret, guilt, no. Those are not things that fuel you. Those are not feelings that fuel you, okay? You have got to know and understand that you can have anything it is that you want in this world, but you've got to evaluate yourself and do it for you, okay? So we're going to get ourselves to the point where we know that we can. And every day you wake up, I want you to tell yourself that you can, okay? I love you all. I thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Like, subscribe, share. Please, if you enjoyed it, this is something that's near and dear to my heart because I feel like it's something that needs to be done. You know, more people need to know that there are easy ways to go about things and the opportunities that you have for growth are right there. I just feel like a lot of us need to be introduced to it because we don't know where to start. And I know that there's one woman that introduced me to mine. And I want to be that for somebody. So, that's why we have the Goddess Queen. So, thank you for joining me again for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for the next episode. If you have any questions or anything, you can send me an email to thegoddessplanet@gmail.com. As well, if you just want, you know, to, you know, send me a message or something like that, look me up on social media, okay? Shay Sunshine 2019 is going to be Instagram. The Goddess Queen is going to be Facebook. Find me, okay? It's not that hard. We can talk. Got any questions for me, definitely leave them. Also, if you go on Anchor and you use Anchor to listen to the podcast, you can send messages through Anchor and we can talk about those things, you know, and really, you know, dive deep into some things and really move forth in some areas. So again, I thank you all for joining me on today's episode. You will have an amazing week, an amazing night. Namaste. Ashe. Amen.